It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Hot damn, the mayor's on the line. Hello there, Phil Goff. How are you?
G'day, Mikey. I'm sitting up in Albany about to go into a meeting to sign a relationship agreement with the local iwi and the local board here. So I'm not sitting in my office looking out over Auckland. I'm in the north.
You sound a bit nervous. You sound a little bit nervous about it.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, just a thought of Christmas being, you know, we're only 14 sleeps away from, no, not 14 sleeps. We're 12 sleeps away from Christmas. 11, in fact. Hey, it's getting closer and closer.
You know what? I just think that's fantastic. Yeah. I think that's a hell of a long time. You just have to think and don't panic.
Yeah. I'm lucky that my spouse does the present buying, although I think with the family, we're doing the Secret Santa this year. We figure that everybody's got everything they want. So let's just do something a little bit different and a little bit special.
What about a Merry Christmas? Merry Christmas, here's $30 off your rates every month.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Ho, ho, ho.
First with you and me, and then anybody else before we run out of money.
The chit-chat round your job this week is all about rates and carry dieback, isn't it? Really?
We've just finished the proposal to put out for consultation to the people of Auckland for our 10-year budget.
The proposal to put out the consultation to the people of Auckland.
Yeah. So look,
so you're proposing to put out a consultation to the people of Auckland.
Yeah, the consultation is around the proposal. In central government, if this was a budget, you see, I'd announce everything, I'd push through the legislation before midnight, preferably. There wouldn't be any consultation, and it would be done and dusted. But because central government,
you're doing it that way, you save a lot of money on consultants.
It'd save a lot of time. We don't actually employ consultants. We simply go out ourselves and we attend. There'll be dozens of Have Your Say meetings, so we'll be meeting face-to-face with people. We'll be taking submissions online. We'll be taking written submissions. There'll be some formal meetings. And we'll be doing some survey work, opinion polling, so we can try and get a cross-section of Aucklanders and not just those that are committed enough to turn out to the meeting. So we'll get a sense of what Aucklanders think about what our proposal is. And the proposal, it's basically in three parts. It's about investment in transport to deal with congestion. It's about investment in housing to deal with the housing shortages and unaffordability, and it's an investment in the environment to stop kauri dieback, to clean up our beaches, to stop the sewage overflowing into the harbour every time it rains. They are some of the pressing priorities that we'll be looking at in this budget.
Apart from the sewage problem there, a lot of those seem like a different bunch of probs than what we talked about, say, 6 months ago.
No, I think it's kind of the problems are the problems that you have when you grow into a large extent. So when you grow by 50,000, of course there's another 800 cars on the road. You need the infrastructure to make sure that long gone are the days when you can simply build a new suburb, extend the motorway a bit, and everything's sweet. When you've got coming up to 2 million people, which we will be in the next decade, you've got to look at a whole wide range of things that big cities do. Decent public transport system, allowing kids to walk and cycle to school. So, and the problems of growth also obviously affect housing, getting the infrastructure in for housing. So when you grow, you've got to spend a whole lot more money on infrastructure. And that's our big challenge. It's the last 10-year plan, we had down to spend about $18.7 billion over 10 years. This time we'll be spending $24 to $25 billion over the next 10 years.
That's quite a couple more billion.
That's a shitload of money. Yeah. So we've got to find ways to do that. The government's been quite helpful, with regional fuel tax and that. That raises $1.5 of the billion over the 10-year period. And that means that we can, we can pay our share of the new infrastructure that goes into heavy rail, light rail, busways, roading renewals and upgrades, all of those sort of things. So the fact is somebody's got to pay for it, and we've got to try to find out a way to be as fair as possible for the ratepayer.
You campaigned on keeping costs down, though, didn't you, Phil? I mean, does this compromise your integrity?
No, not at all. Actually, what I campaigned on, I said I'd be advocating for a regional fuel tax. So I said that at every meeting I did, and I must have done, you know, 120 meetings around Auckland. So that won't come as a surprise to anybody. Everybody knew that was my position. If we want more infrastructure, let's find a way of paying for it rather than just on rates. I said I'd keep the average general rate rises to 2.5. I did last year. My proposal this year is to keep it at that. But I'm also suggesting to Aucklanders that they consider two targeted rates, one around improving water quality on our beaches, stopping the sewage flowing into the streams and the beaches, and secondly, to do something to protect our environmental heritage, particularly with Kauri dieback. That's come out of left field. You know,
it's got pretty worrying pretty quickly, hasn't it? Or have we neglected to take it seriously earlier on?
No, I think it's happened really quickly. We surveyed last a few years back, and it was affecting 9% of the trees. That was serious. In the 5 years since then, it's now affecting 20% of the trees, and unless we take decisive action, we could look at the wiping out of our kauri tree right across the northern North Island. Now, can we afford to allow that to happen? And the answer is no.
It's a hard one, though, for people to get their heads around, though, isn't it? Because it's an investment, I guess, in in quite the far future, you know, like the future, but quite a long way in the future.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, there's no cure for kauri dieback at the moment, which is a real problem for us. We're experimenting with phosphate to slow the disease. We've got working with central government on biosecurity to try to find a cure. But, we're talking about trees that are sometimes a couple of hundred years old. And if they die, we can't get that heritage back. You know, ultimately, we might be able to find a strain of kauri that resists that, and they'll grow back. And in a couple of centuries' time,
super kauri
that we see now. But I want to stop that spread. I mean, the thing about kauri dieback, it's not like the myrtle rust. Myrtle rust is expanded by airborne disease, and it's really hard to control. Central government's focusing on that one. It affects our pahutukawa and our feijoas and our guavas. But kauri dieback is spread by transmission through the roots, through basically mud on people's boots.
Yeah, so we can be tricking it through the house, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if it's not just people, but it's predominantly people. We've also got to do something about other vectors like wild pigs.
I was going to say wild pigs and deer and jabberwockies and the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about the jabberwockies or the deer, but certainly.
Oh, Tunny Farm, maybe a bunyip if you're trying.
Yeah. So, look, you know, those are out for consultation. People will have their say. But I am taking a big part of the rates burden off, which is the interim transport levy, which was the equivalent of about 4.8%.
How can you afford to take that off? What do you mean?
Because I'm replacing it with the regional fuel tax, which raises twice as much money.
Cool. All right. So, hey, sorry.
Good news and bad news.
Phil, you have a good day. Have a good meeting. Shoulders back. Big deep breath.
And we'll catch up with you next week, which will be the week before Christmas.
Oh, look, you're going to come to our Christmas party on Friday night at the King's Arms?
I can't. I'm tied up at another function, unfortunately. So my apologies, but have a great time.
Maybe we could just Skype you in on an iPad and walk around. Yeah. I should do that, actually. We'll speak to you. Speak to you next week, Phil Goff. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Mikey. Cheers.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Good on.